Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris, he's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. This is, of course, the way sports talk radio should be. We are the Odd Couple. Chris Broussard, Rob Parker. Antonio Daniels joining us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to keep it NBA. Tonight is the NBA draft lottery. And one lucky team could be the Pistons, could be the Spurs, could be the Rockets, could be several other teams who wind up with that top pick. And this is one of those years where there is no question who is going number one. The draft really starts after that because Victor Wembanyama, a 7'5" player from France. And if you haven't seen this kid, you've never seen anything like him. Imagine Giannis Antetokounmpo and Kevin Durant, I guess, mixed together.
I was going to say.
Because he's a 7'5 guy who with guard skills. What
I was going to say, imagine a giraffe with a French accent. That's what I was going to say.
Okay. Okay. But anyway.
That's got to be racist.
What? He racist.
that he's a giraffe? Is that racist?
He's 7'5". He can handle the ball like a guard. He can shoot the three with terrific accuracy. He blocks shots. He can drive to the basket. He can rebound. He leads the top level league in France, Rob, and I believe scoring and rebounding and block shots. He's easily the greatest prospect since LeBron James.
And Chris, I'm going to say this. I know no one's going to pass on him. I mean, I'm not saying
would
that.
Would you?
I'm
I guess
just
after you give what you're about to say, tell me
yes.
That answer.
I'm just, you got to be leery because of the history of big men in the NBA. and their issues. And I'm not putting it out there trying to say you're going to get hurt, Chris. He's, what, 7'5"? It's always foot and ankle and leg situations. Let me give you a couple guys over the years. Yao Ming, foot and ankle, played 8 seasons. Greg Oden had a knee, 7 seasons. Brad Daugherty,
bad back. Really, Oden didn't even play that long.
No, Chris. He was around, but he didn't play.
Right.
Okay. Remember George Mirosan? Wasn't he with the Washington? George Mirosan, remember him?
Yeah. He back in ankles, pretty, Chris. Pretty long little career for himself.
He played 6 seasons. Sam Bowie, who I covered in New Jersey. I love Sam. Sam is like my one of my favorite people I've ever covered. 10 years, but limited. He was never, you know, he was picked before Michael Jordan.
Right.
Bill Walton, Chris. He played 10 seasons, limited, foot, back. Was mostly known for being hurt. Right, and winning that championship in Portland. Those are the things. He won a championship in Portland, he was hurt. And Joel Embiid, Chris, foot, missed the first 2.5 seasons with the Sixers. I'm not saying I wouldn't take him, because if you take him.
So you would take and him the kid, one.
But if somebody was scared, I would be. They have a right to be a little afraid of such a tall guy. With a skinny, with a chance that, you know, that leg or that ankle or that foot, that's what scares me. Am I wrong to be scared? Am I wrong?
That's what I'm asking you. It feels bad being scared, right? Don't you feel like, man, he hasn't been injured like that? I don't want
to project
that on him. But look, it is something that has dogged big men. Now, the guys, he's 7'5". He was 7'3". I guess he grew a few inches. Because now he's like 7'5", 7'4", 7'5". And when you get to that height, Rob, you're right. Yao Ming, Sean Bradley, George Mirosan,
Sean Bradley.
Bowl, they had issues. The 7-footers you mentioned, Ilgauskas, Embiid, we obviously can all name plenty of 7-footers who haven't had these injuries.
Right, but 7'5".
Ewing, Olajuwon, Alonzo Moore, you can go on and on and on. Wilt Chamberlain, David Robinson, we can go on. But 7'5 is in that realm of, is he going to last? Now, I'll give his injury history, Rob. In December 2020, he had a stress fracture in his fibula. A year later, 2021, November, a finger injury, fractured a finger. That's not a concern. That could happen to anybody.
Yeah, no, that's not an issue.
In December, a month later, he missed 2 months with a shoulder contusion. No big deal. That can happen to anybody. And then in last summer, he had a psoas injury. I don't even know how to pronounce it, but it is
a
muscle. It's a type of muscle injury. Okay. So he hasn't really had a history of foot problems. He's been playing the game since he was a young kid, and he's been playing it on the perimeter. He's been playing obviously he goes inside too. But one of the things about his development is that, and he pushed this a lot, he wanted coaches that would not limit him and would not just say because he's taller than everybody, they put him under the basket. And so he was able to do the same drills as the guards. This is kind of how they develop guys in Europe. And same drills as the guards. And, you know, he developed tremendous ball skills, shooting, dribbling, passing, what have you. So, Rob, your concern is noted. And I'm sure every team has had discussions about it. But I'm also sure every team would take him. And I got to ask this. Go ahead.
Yeah, because they're afraid that, you know, not going to happen.
I don't think just that you're afraid. That's
no, I mean, he's that kind of a talent is what I'm saying. I'm just saying he's that kind of a talent. You can't pass on him with the idea that you think he's going to get hurt. I get that. I'm just saying at 7'5", with the leg and the foot and the ankles, Chris, and playing against men and – I don't know, is the NBA a little, you know, like we talk about it all the time. these guys can't stay healthy, Chris, because you have to cover more ground now.
Right.
You're not down in the block where in you're the just perimeter. There in a little spot. Now you're racing out to try to put up your hand for a guy shooting a three at the perimeter. This is what, you know, these are the things that we've heard players talk about. You got to be all over the court. The wear right. and tear and all these guys getting hurt. I'm afraid that he'll do that because he has so much ground to cover, and he's a big guy, and the competition in the NBA is going to be better than he's ever faced. So I don't want to be a Debbie Downer, and if the Pistons get him
too late for that.
Who got him?
No, you're being a Debbie Downer.
Oh, me? Oh, okay,
I mean,
yeah.
I hear you. I would, and this doesn't mean it can't happen, but he doesn't have that history. He doesn't have this history of, you know, foot problems. And that, again, that doesn't mean it can't creep up and happen. But this kid, Rob, I got to take him, and I think every single team in the NBA would take him. And you even said you would take him. And I don't think they're taking him primarily out of fear that,
you can't make a pick and go, no. We didn't take him because we thought he was going to get hurt. Like you can't make that pick that based on that. You can't.
Let me ask you this.
But I do question a guy that size and if he can stay healthy.
So since you have the questions, if you, let's say Orlando wins the draft lottery, or any team for that matter, is there a trade you would accept for
No, he does him? Stuff that nobody's done, and you got to take a look at him. There's no way. You just have to.
If I give Chris, offer you Luka.
No. I want to okay. see this kid. I want to see this kid play.
If you won't take Luka, then you won't take anybody.
I'm not. I'm just not. I want to see the kid play. He's unique. He's different. Nobody does what he does at the handle of the basketball, that height and all the things he can shoot from the perimeter. Like he is a special player if all is good and he stays healthy. So I want to see him fail for myself. How's that? Does that make sense?
I'm with you.
I want to see him fail for myself.
There's no trade I'd accept for him. If I get to win the draft lottery, and Nick Wright and I were talking about this today during our breaks on First Things First, and he mentioned he might probably do it for Luka, a Giannis, and maybe Steph. There's no way I'd do it for Steph, as great as he is, and he's arguably playing the best ball of his career, but I might have Steph for three more good years. This kid, Rob, if he does stay healthy, I got him for 15 years.
Right, right.
Right? And Rob would always say, obviously everybody wants to win the championship, and it's painful when you have a great team and you don't win it. I was just talking to a guy in Philadelphia, and he's just crushed by what's going on with the Sixers. And I said, but look, what you want in the NBA, and let me know if you agree with this, Rob. Yes, you want to win a ring. But what you really want, since you can't guarantee a ring, I want that 5 to 10 year period where every year I'm in the mix. I'm in the conversation. We've got a legitimate chance. If we don't get over the hump and win a title, it's going to hurt. But we were there for a decade. Rob, Patrick Ewing never delivered the ring for the Knicks. You going to tell me they wouldn't die to have the Patrick Ewing era right now?
Oh, yeah, they would.
Right? Malone and Stockton never delivered Utah a ring. Utah's never won a ring. But Utah's been a great franchise. I mean, you want to win a ring, but Phoenix, when they had Steve Nash, Sacramento, when they had Chris Webber, they never won, but that was a great run for those teams.
And right, you want to get a championship out of it like you do. And I know we keep going back, but Chris, you know, because you spent a lot of time there during that run, but the Pistons went to 6 straight Eastern Conference, and they won a championship and went back a second year. You can't look at that era of Pistons basketball and be negative. You just can't. Am I right? They were in the Eastern Conference
finals
6 years.
Look at where they are now,
Rob. Right, Right.
Even if they had not, if they had never won a championship, let's say they lost that series to the Lakers when they won, right. lost again to the Spurs, you still would, that was still a great run.
Right. And it just, it was capped off that they did win at least one. And then, to me, I always said that they're going back the next year, Chris, kind of validated. It wasn't like a lucky, they just had a lucky run and they won that one year. They were able to go back. And even though they didn't win and they lost in seven games, I think that era is cemented as that was a good team, good, great players, and they won a championship.
Yeah. And I mean, again, look at where Detroit is now, Rob. It has been for... How long now is it? Over a decade.
Yeah, it's bad.
They're irrelevant. So that's my point. Like, this guy in Philly, Rob, was telling me, we back to where we were in 2011. I'm like, no, you're not. That's when they had Iguodala and Drew Holiday and got to the second round, traded them, and then started the process. I said, you didn't have any chance with that team.
Right.
Now, at least you have a legitimate superstar that every year you're in that discussion. I get it. It's painful when you don't get there. But the point is, Rob, if you get Wembanyama and he's healthy, that's now your lot for, you know, not next year necessarily, but maybe 3-4 years from now, you're going to be right there for the next decade.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. On Purpose's mission is to create impactful conversations to help you become happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating. You'll be laughing, crying, and have so many impactful takeaways after this interview.
I had this, like, you know, homie lover friend for a long time. He's very disrespectful to me, very kind of messed up to me. But in my mind, we could get married. We had the most beautiful babies. He handsome. I'm pretty. Like, it would be so cool. He's smart and intellectual. I'm kind of smart, I think. Like, it would be fun. We have the best conversations. Like, we have fun, but then he would treat me like crap.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
All right, it's the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All
I
your protection
you,
in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. Rob, Wembanyama will not be going to Detroit. Did you see that?
No, of course not.
They fell out of the top. They were only – it was going to form until the fifth pick, and Detroit got the fifth pick. And so the four teams with a chance at him are what, Rob G? Charlotte, Houston, Portland, and San Antonio.
So wait a minute. So Charlotte jumped up and Portland?
I guess, right, it was Charlotte, right?
Charlotte would have moved up,
jumped up, right.
Charlotte
Portland,
moved up.
Portland, San Antonio, and Houston had the worst records. I think the best place for him as development and all that would be San Antonio. They had Boris Diaw, who's French. They had Tony Parker, who's French. And obviously Tim Duncan, a big man that, you know, led their dynasty for 20 years. But Rob, of those teams, I love to see him in Charlotte with Michael Jordan and LaMelo Ball. Houston wouldn't kill me either. I wouldn't mind seeing that.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to see. 877-99 on Fox for trash talking, yes.
Yeah,
I'm just saying
that
you call
in. Trash talking Tuesday, 877-99 on Fox. But, Rob, let's talk about this Aaron Judge situation.
Yes.
Rob G., explain quickly what happened.
Well, before we get to that, it should be noted that the San Antonio Spurs have won the rights to Victor Wembanyama in the NBA draft lottery.
What a shocker. Wow. That is unbelievable.
I'm at the third pick, Portland.
Nick Cope will have more on that at the bottom of the hour. But yesterday,
San Antonio.
Aaron Judge was in the middle of an at-bat against the against the Toronto Blue Jays.
Yes.
And as he's standing in the batter box, repeatedly glances side-eye at the Yankees dugout, which prompted members during the Blue Jays broadcast to say, quote, "You don't want to go throwing allegations around without knowing," but clearly insinuating they thought that he was getting signed somewhere from the Yankees dugout. Judge said after the fact that he was looking at them because he thought they were doing too much chirping over some poor calls by the umpire and not about stealing signs, but that was
which they were, because Aaron Boone got ejected.
Got ejected, yes.
Right. And Chris, I'm going to say this. Shame on the Blue Jays announcers.
Right? You have a big theory.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
And my theory is he wasn't doing it because they were chirping. He was doing it because the pitcher for the Blue Jays, Chris, was tipping his pitches. And they were, like, that's common. If you tip your pitches, your teammates are going to tell Chris, when you're an Aaron Judge, you just want to know when the slider's coming so I can lay off of it.
Right.
If he's tipping his pitches.
Right.
I don't think that's cheating if you're tipping your pitches. If he was really cheating trying to get the signs, he wouldn't have made it that obvious. I'm dead serious. Like you wouldn't be looking over at the dugout like that. I really believe, and he probably won't admit to it, that the pitcher was tipping his pitchers, and he was looking for his teammates to say, dude, no slider. Be ready. You know what I mean?
I totally agree, Rob. His Judge's explanation, I get him not giving up the knowledge, right?
You know, right. You're not going to say that.
Yeah, but his explanation doesn't make a ton of sense to me. You know, there was chirping in the dugout. I have no problem with it. I don't think it's cheating either. Rob, it's like we've heard LeBron James and Chris Paul calling out the opponent's plays on the court. They're guarding them.
Yep.
And Chris Paul sees the point guard, you know, signaling or a coach or whatever, and calls out the play. Is that cheating? No. When LeBron figured out because of the set that Golden State was running the hammer play, hammer action, and he was there to steal the ball from Draymond Green on his pass, was that cheating? No.
No, Chris,
it's not cheating. Cheating is when you bring in technology.
I totally agree. If you're going to tip your pitches and let people know what you're throwing, Chris, I'm going to take advantage of that.
Absolutely.
That's why they got the glove, the ball, Chris. They don't want you to see the grip. It's a reason you're trying to hide your grip in your glove, right? There's a reason.
Absolutely. Rob, even in high school playing baseball, if you can, you're trying to figure out the third base coach's signs. Or they're trying to figure out your coach's signs. Like, so you know, is he stealing? Or is he not stealing? Like, that's a part of baseball. And if you're sloppy enough where I can figure out your stuff, or
Thank
you're tipping
you.
Your pitches, so be it. Now there's cheating, And we talked about that. To me, technology is not a level playing field. Because if I've got some technology that's better than yours, now I've got an advantage.
But what the Astros did was technology, right. Like,
yeah, that was like
way
or
out.
Prehistoric, whatever, you know, with right. The garbage cans. But you know what I'm saying? Like, if we're all on the field and I can figure out what the pitcher's throwing or I can figure out the catcher's signals, that's I'm smart. And I shouldn't be penalized for that. So I'm with you on that. And, I mean, Judge hit 2 home runs.
He sure did.
So maybe he was tipping his pitches. All right, Antonio Daniels joined us in a minute. Rob San Antonio. And that's where Antonio played and won his championship. So I'm sure he is excited for the Spurs.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Our next guest got theme music. He's also got a ring with the San Antonio Spurs. More might be on the way. We'll get to that in a minute. But New Orleans Pelicans TV analyst, Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, our man, Antonio Daniels. What's up, brother?
How you?
What's up, fellas?
Are you excited? I mean, you played for several teams, but you won your championship with the Spurs. Obviously, they won the draft lottery. So they're getting Victor Wembanyama. Are you excited about this?
Why would I be excited, man? I'm the color analyst for the New Orleans Pelicans. Not
exactly.
Well, that's your, you won a ring with them.
He don't care. He got his ring.
Yeah, but the thing is, San Antonio's home for me. Like, I'm in San Antonio now. That's home for me. But all that did was make the Southwest Division that much more dangerous. Well, so it's not just Luka. It's not just Kyrie. Oh, gosh, now you add Wembanyama. You got Ja Morant. You know, well, maybe.
Maybe.
You got Memphis. You know, you got the young talent with Jalen Green and Porter. Like, yeah. That made the Southwest Division lethal.
Let me ask you this, Antonio. I didn't really want to see him go to the Spurs, but I did say I think that's the best place for him. Because obviously, you know, they had David Robinson, Tim Duncan, but also Tony Parker and Boris Diaw won championships there. They're from France. They obviously have a stable and great front office and coaching staff. So do you agree with that, whether it's the best place or not? But that, I mean, this young man has stepped into a fantastic position.
Yeah, he stepped into a fantastic position because, you know, Tim Duncan is still around the team. And it's funny, I was just texting back and forth with him about this, and I sent him a message, and I just said, yo, and he responded back in all capitals and said, holy S-H-I, you know the rest.
You know what I mean? Honey iced tea.
And, right.
Right, because now, and I agree with you, like, you can put him in a situation like Charlotte and see him getting up and down the floor with LaMelo Ball. Put him in Portland, see him getting up and down the floor with Damian Lillard. But when you put him in San Antonio with Greg Popovich, and this is why I think Pop is the best coach in NBA history, because he can change his system to fit the skill set of his players.
Good point.
You know, so if he wants to highlight Wembanyama, he knows exactly how to do that, right? All coaches don't know how to do that. There are certain coaches that have one style that they know how to coach. If Wembanyama fits, cool. If he doesn't, cool. What you'll see Greg Popovich do is mold Wembanyama into the type of big that he wants him to be. Same thing he did for David Robinson. Same thing he did for Tim Duncan. Same thing we saw him do for guys like Kawhi Leonard, Manu Ginobili, and Tony Parker.
I didn't even know Pop was still coaching. Is he that still down there? They haven't won anything in like 12
years. He ain't going nowhere now.
Yeah, but you ain't got to win to be a coach. And
no, I'm
hey,
just,
man,
I'm just,
even if you
I'm
do
just,
win, these I'm days just, nowadays, Rob, even if you do win, you still ain't a coach.
You ain't lying.
No, you know that. Let's do that real quick because we want to talk about Ja and Doc. Let's go to Doc Rivers. Chris and I thought he should have been fired after the game or Monday morning. It was a little later than we thought, but there's no way they could have held on to Doc after that, could they?
Why? My question. Why not?
Well, my thing was this, or our thing, right, and a lot of people. And look, we're not saying Doc hasn't had a very good coaching career, obviously,
or that he can't coach somewhere else,
or that he can't. But he has had so many recently failures. Let's just call it what it is.
Okay.
Blowing 3-1 leads. Blowing 3-2 leads. And
yes.
I'm right now, I don't have the confidence in Doc
that you're going to win a championship with him
and lead me to the championship. I'm sorry.
Okay, so here's the question. Do you have the confidence in Joel Embiid and James Harden?
Not Harden.
No.
Not Harden. And maybe Embiid, yeah, is starting to wane, but I'm not going to put him in the Harden class, but not Harden. I hear you, but we're not saying it's just Doc, but it's also Doc.
But wait a minute. Right. But wait a minute, Antonio. This is the problem I have, okay? Because you sounded like, blame the players, and I get it. The players didn't play well. But Doc is the same guy who was with the Clippers when they choked down a 3-1 lead. The very next year with Ty Lue and without Kawhi, they go to the Western Conference Finals. So you can't tell me, like, we can't just give Doc credit when things go good say it's him. And when they go bad, it's the players. I can't get with that.
No. No, because we live in a culture where it's the complete opposite. When the team plays well, we praise the players. And when the team struggles, we criticize the coach. Right? Here's the thing. The NBA is different, man. I don't think it's the coach's job to have to rah-rah and get his players going for every single game. And now coaches are in such a bad position because you know what you continue to see and the words you continue to hear every time a coach gets fired? Accountability. We want someone that's going to hold guys accountable. Well, what good is it to hold a star accountable if the star can go over the coach's head? What good does that do? Right? Everybody continues that we heard it in Atlanta. We hear it now. You hear it all the time. We want somebody that's going to hold coaches accountable. And the question that I have for you guys in today's NBA, which is player empowered and player driven, how is it possible to hold stars accountable for what they do and don't do, especially in games like Game 7?
Well, Ty Lue seems to do it. Eric Spoelstra seems to be a dude. Spoelstra can do it because
Spoelstra's different.
Right. Pat Riley empowered him. And that's where the front office, like, if they let you know we're backing the coach, maybe that's a way to, you know, empower the coach. I hear you.
So how many situations?
Easy job.
How many situations in the NBA has that happened? How many situations in the NBA out of all 30 teams do you think that the coach is literally empowered to hold his star accountable? We watched what Ja Morant did. Ja Morant got an 8-game suspension.
That's the league.
It really wasn't even that. That's the league.
All right, let's go there. Let's go there.
We hear you, but Doc's record is just
it's horrendous. It's
right.
Horrendous.
It's indefensible.
We're just 6-16 and then big games. Come on, that's ridiculous with the talent he had. Anyway, let's go to Ja Morant.
Tell us about okay.
How long should this suspension be? Because he did get a slap on the wrist, and the NBA got a bite in the butt for doing it.
Right. I think that I will never give up on a 24-year-old kid. I would never do it.
Agreed.
Because I know when I was 24 years of age, I had a lot of money. I did some pretty foolish things, too. Now, just because I didn't do what he did doesn't mean that I'm any different. Right? The only difference is when I was 24, social media wasn't around. We didn't have Instagram Live, nor would I have done Instagram Live. But we didn't have social media. My thing is, what Ja Morant did, and we all knew this way back when you go to counseling or therapy for 11 days, he made a mockery of it.
Right,
and the NBA in Memphis allowed him to make a mockery of it. Because anyone that's ever done anything like that knows that 11 days does not make you uncomfortable. The reason that's important is because true transformation is not impossible. It's not possible without discomfort. You can't do it. So when a guy goes for 11 days and he comes back and he says all these things, but yet his actions don't match his words, I feel like the NBA, because he made a mockery of this whole thing, they need to drop the hammer on it. And by the hammer, I mean 25 games minimum up to a half a season and even the whole season. I wouldn't trip. I would not trip because you guys know in today's league, the only way to make guys listen is to make them feel. So what he has to do is feel this suspension financially.
No, I agree. I agree because and Antonio, and I'm sure you feel the same way. This is also for him because I'm worried about him because he could put himself in some bad situations trying to act like a gangster when he's not.
Well,
I know he wasn't, but even if he had grown up like that, that's not what you are now. You're not in that now, and you should stay away. So he's putting himself in a position where somebody might test him. He needs to wake up, and maybe the suspension will do it.
You know what we say? What we say all the time is you can be the thermometer or you can be the thermostat.
Right.
You can be one of the two. You can acquiesce to the temperature in the room or you can set the temperature in the room. And basically, what Ja Morant needs to do is become a leader. Right? Proverbs will tell you, iron sharpens iron. Who are you surrounding yourself with? Right? Who do you have in your corner? And he needs to take responsibility for his actions. Because I'm not going to sit here and put this on his boys. Like, man, you know what, man, his boys need to. No, he needs to grow up.
Right.
You can't expedite the process. I get it. And a lot of times, we're foolish as men. And it takes us hearing losing everything. When we talk about losing everything, a lot of times, that's what it takes for things to kind of switch on and for it to click in.
All right, that's our man Antonio Daniels. I wish we had more time, but just quickly, who you got in each conference series?
I have the Lakers.
Wow. Lakers, Boston finals.
And Lakers.
I actually have those same picks. So, all right, Antonio, great stuff, man. We'll talk to you next week.
For sure. Appreciate you guys.
Yep. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Trash Talking Tuesday is next. 877-99 on Fox. You got 30 to 40 seconds to trash anyone or anything in the world of sports.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. On Purpose's mission is to create impactful conversations to help you become happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating. You'll be laughing, crying, and have so many impactful takeaways after this interview.
I had this, like, you know, homie lover friend for a long time. He's very disrespectful to me, very kind of messed up to me. But in my mind, we could get married. We had the most beautiful babies. He handsome. I'm pretty. Like, it would be so cool. He's smart and intellectual. I'm kind of smart, I think. Like, it would be fun. We have the best conversations. Like, we have fun. But then he would treat me like crap.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. Trash Talking Tuesday is now.
Don't you ever talk about me!
It's Trash Talking Tuesday.
It's your teeth, Reggie. I don't know whether to smile at you or kick a field goal, man.
All right, here we go, Chris. Let's kick it off with Matt in Maryland. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who are you trashing, Matt?
guys, got to call in and trash Derek from Denver on Friday, who decided to try and tell you guys that you guys don't watch the games.
Right.
Ross Parker and I have two words for you. Stop it! Are you
right.
serious?
I know.
He's been covering the NBA since 1971. He has set this for his job. This is what he does.
It's embarrassing.
The disrespect, the ignorance, it's just ridiculous. I couldn't believe it, so I had to wait in my car for this moment because that guy was off his rocker.
Well, we appreciate
the support.
Thank
you for having our back,
no,
man.
No
That's
doubt.
Just disrespect. We don't mind you guys disagreeing.
You can disagree with
and
us.
And we don't even mind you
right.
calling in like that, but we're going to go back at you. You got to know
right.
that.
No doubt. Eric, in Texas, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Eric?
What's going on, fellas? Big fan, big fan. I almost lost my voice going crazy, man. Real quick.
Thank you.
I want to trash all the broadcasters. I want to trash all the talking heads on TV saying that San Antonio didn't deserve the first pick. We're too boring. We're too this. We're small market. Let me tell you something. Never once. I'm 32 years old. I've been to hundreds of games, and I never once have I seen my fan base boo our own players on the court like everybody everywhere on the East Coast, on the West Coast. If that young man's going to go somewhere where he's got a loyal fan base and someone who loves him and adores him, it's San Antonio, baby. Get ready. Dynasty.
Look, I'm going to give you that, Rob. You were down there, I'm sure, for a lot of games. I like San Antonio, the Riverwalk. The fans are terrific. I didn't want to see him go there, but I got to give the Spurs fans, and they love that franchise. I got to give them love, and he's in a great situation.
What's longer, the Riverwalk or Wimbiani?
You got to learn how to say it, Wimbanyama.
Wimbanyama. I'll get it right.
I'll get it right.
Wimbanyama.
Who?
Kumbaya, my lord. Yes, Kumbaya. Daniel. In San Diego, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Yo, what's up, you guys? How are you guys doing today?
Good.
Great.
Man.
Who are you trashing?
All right, so I'm going to be trashing Ja. First things first, it's going to be minor, but I think Antonio was your last guest. First of all, we need to cut it out with saying 24-year-old kid. Nah, cut that out, bro. He is a 24-year-old man. First of all, we could have made an excuse for saying kid for the first time, but this is the second time. Now you're putting billionaires' dollars at stake, and that reminds me. Everyone's saying, oh, it's a Second Amendment right. Well, look at it this way. You're not the person that's going to be handing this gentleman $250 million and putting your whole career at stake, or not even your career, just your whole franchise at stake, and let alone Jaw. He doesn't realize that. I don't think he's seen videos where people accidentally take their lives playing with guns out of the way he's doing it. Bro, you got to cut it out, bro, because at the end of the day, you're not only hurting yourself, but you're hurting the kids that do look up to you because now you're glorifying guns when you don't need to do it in that situation. And now, next thing you know, they're going to be hanging out with their friends, and Lord forbid, they're not a kid that accidentally loses their life for playing with a gun because they learned it from you.
Thank you.
Good call, man. Good job.
No doubt about it. Let's squeeze in Hank in Virginia. You're
Hank,
on the Odd
Couple.
You got
30 seconds.
Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing?
I'm going in on Chris because here he is with the LeBron. You know, it ain't important to him, man. Look, okay, I know you love Jordan. Like all these guys you say love the Lakers. If he wins five, bro, he's better than Jordan. He's just better. He's got way more title opportunities. And you think that Cleveland team was any good that he took the first time? Come on, man. And he dragged Wade and Bosh because look what they did after he left Miami.
Unbelievable. What about Ray Allen?
First of all, I love LeBron. All right, I've done several stories on LeBron. I've been a LeBron defender. I just think Michael Jordan's better. And 5 in 20 years is not better than 6 in 15 years. Rob, am I wrong? Is my math bad?
Not at all.
So he won't be
able to stay
in number 2, which is great. Second best ever. An hour left. Keep it locked. Odd Couple.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.